Okay, so welcome to the use case realization call for October 16th. And I was just going over the release page, which I'll go in a sec. Today we're going to be actually spending the call with Tracy, talking about the demos and POC. She hasn't joined the call yet though, so while people are gathering, I was just mentioning that we need to fill in the stuff for the use case for the release because they're making the calls on what use cases will make it. So yeah, was that Damien speaking?
Yes, hello Ben. Hello. Hi. Everyone. Hi.
Hi. I recognize your name just by I recognize it was you just by your breathing. Okay.
You're getting better and better, Ben.
All right.
Yeah, hi, Ben, Seshu here.
Yeah, hi, Seshu. Oh, hi, Seshu. Hey, how are you? So I had sent you an email. If you hold on, let me sec. Let me just get a thing of who's here. Okay. 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 So if you go to this page, which is the main use case page, it has all our realization calls on it. And so right now, today, we're supposed to be talking about the PlugFest happening October 16th. And Tracy hasn't joined the call yet again, but Tracy, sent the slides yesterday, and she should be on the call or eventually here. So, so I asked you, Seshu, if right now I have.
I'll tell you the problem because I'm actually traveling on a business trip. I'm already on
okay.
this thing, so I'll be traveling to China, so that becomes a little problem for me.
I see, okay.
So it will be much more later.
I see. Okay.
And yesterday's meeting too, I was requesting for the same. In fact, the other thing which we can do is maybe if you can find another time frame which we can work out both of this, that should be fine. Maybe we can have offline discussion and then we can come here and go. That's fine.
Yeah, I think the problem with shifting the meeting, even as a one-off, is everybody knows to come to this time frame and...
I understand. What I'm saying is maybe we can have offline discussion. We can have offline discussion, you and me, and then we can actually present that.
I see. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's also possible too. Yeah. Okay.
Because otherwise, a timeline. I mean, last time too, I came, but last two times it so happened that.
Right. Okay. So maybe that you and I can meet and we'll discuss a little bit, and then we can present to. The broader community.
I'll drop awesome. Right now with me. You can
sure.
We can have one-to-one discussion and then we can take it from there.
Sure, sounds good. Okay, that works too. Okay, thanks. All right, so what I was saying is that the TSC is evaluating all the use cases now, and we really need to make sure that all of your integration leads and that all these fields are filled in, especially the commitment. The column that indicates whether there is change, like whether there's software change or whether there's documentation only or whether it's test only, and whether that particular PTL has committed to the change. So, like for example, this one here in network slicing, there indicates change but no commitment. So that would be an issue. for example, that really needs to be fixed. So again, I one of the ones that I was chasing down before I started the recording was the standards harmonization. Where is that?
Ben, this is Swami here.
Oh yeah, hi.
Yeah, hi. My voice is a bit bad. Pardon me for that. So for the network slicing, I think you looked at the entry for the modeling, Ben.
Oh, okay.
Actual right. Network slicing, I think we have made it. But modeling also, I'll check with Borislav and fix it.
So I don't know why they've grayed this out. I didn't do that. I'm not sure what, but.
No, that's maybe because the architecture team wants to give a go ahead after they review when. That's probably the reason.
Because but the other
Steve
thing.
Had written to me. Steve okay. had written to me. Sorry, Steve had written to me asking it to be presented.
I see.
So I said we will do it next Thursday because maybe tomorrow in the use cases call, probably we'll at least share an update on where we stand in the Thursday's use cases, I mean 5G use cases. Well, we want to first do that. Then next Tuesday, we will take it to the architecture.
So the other thing that's a little confusing is you have policy here is like, I guess, test only or something, but the column, all this information, I think is the impacts that you want to say, and this is all of the commitments, right?
Yeah. I think there was one mistake. I think Lin Meng had updated. I think she forgot to remove that policy as committed. I think it's policy. They don't want to do it for Frankfurt. I think policy test only is correct. I think we can remove that entry there. And then the policy committed, right? That entry, we can remove it.
So I think, I guess what I was saying is, I believe this all this information should be here.
Oh, okay.
I believe the commitments... That this is the commitments column, right? This should be here. So if you look at all these other use cases, this column is all the commitments, and this column is all the impacts.
Okay.
This is the impacts column, and this is the. So are you saying for policy is it test only, or is it, or is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's only test only for Frankfurt. Yes.
Okay. Okay. And I was just on the ANA call too, and they and Jimmy also joined this call. We noticed that there you've marked code change here, and I think Jimmy wanted to hear more from your use case before he commits.
Yeah, we for this, from the A&A point of view, it's we need to also show the slice and the slice subnet inventory pin. So it is for that reason we have marked it as we see as code impact. But because I know that we have not yet talked with Jimmy in detail, so may be we may end up having some kind of, I'm not saying stub, but we may have some code for ANDI, but which may not be officially part of Frankfurt. This we have to work with Jimmy maybe starting from next week. Then once the use case itself is final and kind of fixed with the architecture team.
Got it. Okay. All right. So I think, and if you aren't committed for some reason, then maybe write a note on the far right column is where the notes column is.
Sure.
Yeah. And so Vimal, I was talking to Marge about the, where's the harmonization? Oof, let me see here. I think there was, there was some question about this information. So is there controller impact? Are they committed? Is the VES, I think there was a VES impact.
So I think SDNC is committed.
And there's code change.
There's like the A1 interface has code change.
Okay.
Coming from what they called ORAN software community, OSC. I'm trying to identify the identify the integration lead, whether the same person will do the integration or not. I'm trying to
say. Yeah, right. And the integration lead is also missing here, so.
I'll do it. I'm sending email to Marge and Dongo.
Okay, I know Marge is at the ORAN conference right now, so I don't know that she'll be able to do too much. But the integration leads needs to be identified here. I think we have Christoph for PM Dictionary. I don't know if Damien, you know who the integration lead there, but it's missing. And for plug and play, I think we said Krzysztof also. I don't know if that's exactly correct, or maybe it could be Machin. Okay, so but there's a couple of integration leads here that are missing, which we need to fill in. okay, can somebody ping Tracy to see if I was expecting her to be on the call?
Let me ping her.
Thanks, John. Yep. All right, and in the meantime, Damien or Christian, do you know for the VNF SDK work for PNP, who we should say for integration? Who should we put for integration? I think I've got Krzysztof Kuzmicki right now, but it might be Machin.
Yeah, I think Krzysztof is also fine. You guys are sharing the work.
Okay. Should it? Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So Vimal, we just need, when you get a chance, if you could put in the integration person here, that would be important, I think. And then we're missing for PM Dictionary. Does anybody know Christian or Damien or anybody? Is there a lead for that? I mean, it's just a GAB config file, I think, and maybe there's not really much code change, right? So it's just the GAB file config and documentation only. So I assume that's is fine.
Right. I mean, it's really a small change, but I'm just wondering, do we need an integration lead for such a small change? I mean, configuration change?
The TSC doesn't know. They just look at this table and they say there's somebody there. Good. There's not somebody there. That's a flag. So I think we just should probably just put anybody there. Is maybe we just put Krzysztof or Machin?
No. Let's not put people that are not in the meeting. You can put me for the moment.
Okay. All right. All right. And then if you could find out, you can of course.
First one.
Oops, I picked the second one.
So we can decide later on in our team, but I think it could be me.
Yep, this one, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so we can change it, but I think the TSC needs something so they can proceed. And
right.
The GAB file, I mean, this is not even, there's no software change, so I guess it's test only.
Yeah. Okay. Let's leave it like this. It will be fine.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. Good. So I think that's pretty much all the gaps. I think.
I think Tracy's coming too. She said.
Oh, great. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm a little late.
Oh, there you are. Okay.
Yeah.
So we good timing. So we were just talking about the. We're just talking about the R6 release. The TSC expects all of the fields to be filled in. Okay, so this is the presentation that you sent. I don't know. Let me just open it in another way. Here, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And I think Martin has a, and Martin, is this okay? Or do we want to use your updated presentation? I'm just focusing. I just included the slides that talk about the POC and the PlugFest. Martin, you're on mute if you're trying to answer. Yeah, this will be fine.
Yeah, let's just, and there are a lot of people who might not be so familiar with this, so maybe you just want to say some words about when it is, what it is, where it is, sure. Why it is.
So, not too long ago, an industry consortium, not an open source project, was formed, and it's called the Open RAN Alliance, and it's a service provider, operator-driven effort to realize, open, disaggregated RAN, open interface specifications to integrate with open platforms. And shortly thereafter, another Linux Foundation project was formed, and it's the ORAN software community. That's what OSC stands for. And they have a release plan. They have release A, which is in progress and will be available the end of November. We're doing, this is all about a POC Plugfest. I'm not exactly sure what to call it because it's a little of both, with the ORAN, the evolving ORAN O1, and O of course is for, you know, operations, OANM, O1 interface specification that is being realized to some extent, because it's a first release, within ORAN software community release A. And we're using for the controller, and in ORAN, it's called the RIC. There's the RAN Intelligent Controller. There are actually two flavors of it, near real-time, non-real-time. For OANM purposes, the RIC is obviously non-real-time. So we're using, for our first release, a subset of ONAP release for Dublin modules to realize non-real-time RIC with the ORAN O1 interface and some other stuff that's getting developed within this new Linux Foundation project, the ORAN software community. Does that make sense? Does anybody have any comments or questions? And I see, I'm glad to see that Vimal joined. So Vimal, I hope you chime in to elaborate, clarify, correct as necessary.
Sure, I'll do.
Okay, next. This is the next slide, but let's go back to that slide for a second. So once upon a time on the ONAP wiki, there was this notion of a developer forum the week of December 2nd. And I think it was going to be in South Korea, and we were all excited about South Korea and, you know, meeting our Samsung colleagues face-to-face or technology partners face-to-face, but apparently that's not happening. So this will be a virtual event hosted at multiple open labs. And this is the basic architecture. So again, because this is the first release, we're using ONAP as the service management and orchestration layer. But there are lots of operators who would choose some other SMO, and that's their choice. You see the lower row of blue, non-real-time RIC, CCSDK, SDNC, you know, in ONAP for a long time, we called that SDNR because it's, you know, CCSDK, SDNC, obviously, with wireless or RAN RF technology artifacts. Now in the Open RAN Alliance, these interface specifications are getting formalized, aligned with 3GPP, and we've got Nick Comp Yang for configuration management. But it's not just that we're using Nick Comp, the protocol, and Yang, the data modeling language. We're also taking an open config approach and basing the Yang data model on the ORAN open information model. And that's a slow process, but you know, we'll be able to do something interesting, even if it's just a basic device info. For performance management, you see this, that's not only the de facto standard within OPNFV and ONAP, it's now 3GPP aligned and getting formalized within the Open RAN Alliance O1 interface specification. This for notifications for performance management, and then the bulk performance management file format. I think that's already, I don't know if there's any more work to do on that use case, but it's already one of the ONAP 5G use cases. And then of course for fault management, it's this, you know, package alarms as this messages and ship them out to DCAE. We're not doing much of anything. Actually, we're not doing anything at all with near real-time RIC within release A. a release that's coming out November, there will be a follow-on release that will showcase some cool things with release A, but for the POC Plugfest December, the week of December 2nd, we're not doing anything related to release A. We will, in addition to these O1, these, there are multiple working groups in the Open RAN Alliance. So working group one happens to be the keeper for O1. We're not doing anything with O1 star either, just O1. And we'll also demonstrate another working group within the Open RAN Alliance, and it happens to be working group for Open Front Hall. They also developed a management plane that's different from our target, which is what you see here, but we're going to demonstrate that anyway because some vendors are supporting it with real equipment, and that's why it's not just a POC, it's also a Plugfest, because it will be simulators. Simulators are always important, but they will also include real equipment. Okay, next slide.
Tracy, can I have a question?
Oh, of course.
The one you have just concept the COCP, COUP, what is the CPUP reference here?
Yeah, and I'm not going to go into the items that we're really not doing anything with. I will post the white paper. There's an ORAN white paper that talks about these different ORAN entities, because that's going to take like hours. But I will post the white paper.
Okay. Another.
Our focus is the DU and the RU, and you can think of the RU as the radio or the antenna, mm-hmm. and the DU as the base station. And we're not really going anywhere near real time RIC or OCUCP or OCUUP. Not for this first release, POC Plugfest.
Okay.
Anybody have
so any the other? Another one, just want to be aware of. So when you have rice collector for the O1, right? The rice interface. But the other one for the rice CM, so we may not, the one on the right hand side, we have to be rice. We can be the O1 interface without a rice interface too, right? Like direct touch the network element.
Yeah, so if it's O1 configuration management, that's going to touch mm-hmm. the node.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
If it's O1 FM, then our expectation is the node will output fault data, fault management data in VES message mm-hmm. format.
So then we have the simulator. Okay.
Yep. So this is. Mm-hmm. All open source, with the exception of any, with simulators and with real equipment, with the exception of any vendor proprietary adapters that the vendors are providing in order to support any of our use cases between now and when their radios support these interfaces, natively.
Okay, mm-hmm. thanks.
So Tracy, are we making any code changes in DCIe collector to support what is showed on the previous page? Or
not yet. We're taking Dublin, ONAP release for Dublin as is. And if we get approval from the OSC technical, their technical oversight committee to use El Alto instead, we'll use that, but as is. There are quite a few, and Vimal, I think you're well aware of this. There are quite a few new feature requests in Frankfurt.
Yeah, that's why I was just wondering, because if somebody's working that, we can use that code to expedite the Frankfurt. Anyway, continue.
So Joanne, I saw your text. Can you hear me okay now? Can anybody else hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Yeah, and I can hear you fine. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Joanne just texted me, said that she couldn't hear me. Hopefully.
Yeah, you're coming in fine.
She'll get back on Zoom.
Okay.
So these are the use cases. Again, we're very proud to take advantage of a lot of the good work that's taken place within ONAP. So, Ben, I think you've heard something about the PNF plug and play use case.
Yes.
And we're counting on Nokia leading the charge with an explanation and a demo of PNF plug and play.
So we had some, well, there's a page dedicated to each of these. So why don't you just introduce them all? Because I think we have some questions on them. So,
and then underneath is the link to the wiki page in ONAP with, I must say, PNF plug and play has glorious documentation. Likewise, performance management bulk request, below is the link. Both of these are excellent choices because they are 3GPP aligned. They've been popped with ONAP more than once. And you know what we're doing now that's going to be slightly different is use some of, I'll just say the ORAN OSC RAN artifacts to be deliberately vague. But you know, we're not doing anything super high risk with this first POC plugfest that brings together ORAN, OSC, and ONAP, because we have some members of ORAN Alliance who are new to this, and we want to demonstrate how we're building on, in many cases we're building on work that's already, it's not production quality yet, but it's also fairly mature and stable. And then, of course, basic fault, basic configuration do not need any explanation. OOF-based 5G SON, this is probably, if so far we do not have a vendor committed to supporting this use case, except for one who says it's going to have to be something simpler than what Shankar's team has popped over the summer. And Shankar, I see that you joined. Well, I'm probably going to ask you to join a call with this vendor. So.
Sure. We have in the use case for 5G SON, we are put down as one of our goals is to be as aligned as possible with the ORAN model. And if we have a real G0B, we could do something as simple as, I heard you mention focus on the DU. So if the DU can accept a netconf command to change PCI value, we could send that command and test it that way.
Yeah. That would be awesome. Yep. And then we may have to do that with, an adapter, but, we've done that before. And one thing I wanted to point out, we started, these adapters or mediators with wireless transport equipment so that we could go from the vendor's proprietary, command line interface and SNMP, MIB and all that to a NetConf Yang management interface that was sourced from the Open Networking Foundation. We did that a while back. And now 5 of the 11 vendors who worked with us, and this was like 2 years ago, on these adapters and mediators, and nobody likes adapters or mediators. So 5 of these vendors are now supporting the NetConf Yang management interface on the radio. And this is wireless transport equipment. So that's kind of cool that, adapters will be a necessary evil, but obviously the whole point here is to go native. And Shankar, I think we'll definitely be able to come up with something simplify for this vendor, and I'm not going to name the vendor's name because I haven't gotten official confirmation of their participation, but I'm pretty sure they're going to participate as they did in a previous talk. Last but not least, I already mentioned Working Group 4, Open Front Hall. Here we're just going to show, I don't want to say backward compatibility because their specification, I don't want them to think that I'm calling their specification legacy. It really isn't. It's supported. It's a very good piece of work. So we will support the Working Group 4 hybrid M-plane as well as the working group 101 interface specifications. And in both cases, we'll use ONAP as the RIC, the RAN intelligent controller. Okay, next slide. I don't know if we need to go into all the details here, because I think
the expert
is on the call and it's not me.
So we had some questions. We had some questions about just, I guess, what we would demo. So, of course, Plug and Play has already been presented before and demoed before with the R4 content, and some new things have come in R5, and we're planning some things, a couple new things in R6. So I guess there was some questions that we had when we had a side meeting, like who's the audience? Could we demo stuff we've demoed before? Do we have to demo stuff from R6? How much time do we have for each of these use cases, and what's your expectations for what we want to show, new and old? Those kind of things are still open, I think, in a lot of people's minds.
Yeah. So, and Martin, please come off mute and correct me if you have a different view. But my view is that it's perfectly okay. Actually, it's good to show the new members. I mean, new because this is new to them. The newer members of the Open RAN Alliance and the ORAN software community, the work that's evolved within ONAP that happens to be 3GPP aligned and is not accidentally, not coincidentally, by design and by definition. There's consistency across ONAP, 3GPP, and the ORAN 01 specification, which Ben, I'm sure you know, is Marge Hillis's document. Marge Hillis with Nokia, of course.
Yep.
So, that is the message that I think can and should be conveyed. And, I think there will be people there who will say, oh yeah, we saw PNF plug and play with a previous release of ONAP, but, that's okay. It's now, formalized as a 3GPP aligned Open RAN Alliance specification, in addition to the work that's been done with ONAP, and I don't see any contradiction or problem. Bimal, okay. Would you agree, or what would your advice be?
I think that makes sense.
And I mean, in the worst case, we can, part of the concern, at least from the plug and play team, and this is probably echoed in other teams as well, is, the stuff in our that we're planning to do in R6, of course, is just, it's only in the early planning stages, and we're not sure if anything is really demonstrable yet. And there wasn't, as much that happened in R5. So things in R6 have M1 hasn't happened until the end of October. We were concerned, if this is the audience that already seen all this stuff before, would that be a problem? And so, okay, that's good. The other interesting thing too, we noticed the timeline. I'm just going to jump to the end if you don't mind real quick. Let me see if to get out of presentation mode. We're in.
That's release B.
Here. So, it's October, mid October now, and all of essentially the POC specialized development or whatever, more or less is should be wrapping up, and I think we were concerned that we're still just talking about some of these really basic things about the POC, and the development is already expected to be almost done. So I think that caught some people by surprise.
Yeah, and I probably should have clarified. we do not want to impose a development burden on the ONAP community for Dublin or El Alto. So we don't expect anybody to recode and recompile anything in ONAP Dublin or El Alto. Now, there are some scripts and other things that people are still working on, and you know, let's face it, for POCs and plugfests and demos, this tweaking happens up through the 11th hour. But this is just to be very clear that we're not expecting developers within OSC Release A or ONAP to recode and recompile anything at this late.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
And Martin, what do you say? Does that, I mean, I think that's how it has to be.
Exactly, that's the plan.
So there's okay. room for creative workarounds.
Okay, good. All right, let me just see that also. Okay. All right, so does anybody else have any sort of basic questions, like things that I just asked? You know, when does stuff have to be done? What can we demo? Maybe who's, I think Tracy has talked about who's the audience. So it's okay to show things we've already shown before. We don't have to be showing new software that it may be not yet developed or maybe underway. We can talk about it maybe in slideware. Oh, so another question was, how much time should we expect or plan for each of these things?
If we go back to, I think it's slide 3. So I would say no more than 10 minutes for each one.
Okay.
Now I know that's not a lot of time, but we don't want to have more than 10 minutes of demo. We want to leave time for discussion. So 10 minutes of a demo, 5 minutes of discussion, and then leave some time at the end for next steps and follow-up items. You know, the script we've been following all along.
Okay.
Usually it works like this, that we start on Monday, Tuesday, and then have on Wednesday some demos. We will record the demos. And then in the readout, we just have slide sets or just point out the most important stuff which we have.
Yeah, so when I was powwowing offline with people, you know, I knew this would be a multi-day thing. So then I was thinking, does that mean that demos have like 2 hours a piece or something? I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure what you were doing with all the days. So.
No, that's just for equipment vendors who are bringing equipment. That's time for them to travel, rack and stack, establish connectivity, troubleshoot. The actual readout Thursday is not going to exceed 2 hours.
I see. Okay.
I have a question, Tracy.
Sure.
With the SON use case, as you know, we rely a lot on the RAN simulator, which provides this NetConf interface, and also a VES stream, so it can both accept NetConf config commands and also send VES messages. But it's simulated. Does that have a role here or not? If it's focused on real equipment, then is that not applicable?
I think we're still, I mean, we're, you know, real equipment is great, but, you know, we're still using, there are multiple simulators. We still need them and are using them.
So I'm in contact with Sandeep.
Maybe I should write some notes down here as we talk. Let me do that.
So
that's you hear me typing in the background. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, okay, great. So I was like, gee, you know, I should be writing some notes down.
I'm in contact with Sandeep. So we may demonstrate exactly what was already demonstrated, but he has some ideas for addressing stuff which he anyhow has to do for the Frankfurt release. And the Frankfurt release basically, I think, I don't know if it was now shifted, but code freeze was in that area, right? So it was the end of this year. So he would have already something available, which is looking like friendly.
Sorry, Martin, are you addressing the RAN simulator RAN or something?
No, it's more so the RAN simulator. I'm not so aware of the changes there. But I also assume if there's a new version of the RAN simulator that this could be used. And it also would... maybe we have a first implementation of the running DB, runtime DB.
Oh, okay. That's what you would, yeah, okay. And Swami is on the call. So the RAN sim depends on what changes could be done, but the changes would be mainly to conform to the whatever the model is. If the model changes in terms of how you send a config command in the Yang model, then it'll accept that change. And also the West stream, if it's what we were sending in ONAP Dublin was a West stream, and the format was based on whatever was the right thing for DCIE, and if something has a change there, that would be another thing to demo, saying the RAN simulator is sort of aligning with the ORAN model. That would be the purpose, yeah.
Exactly, and what is available is available, and we will figure that out and we'll demonstrate what is running, and by this we also learn internally what is not running and where we need to have enhancement and new geo tickets and
Okay, thanks.
So the Shankar, for Martin, for the Yen model, regardless of Dublin release and Frankfurt release, you use the same Yen model, right? For the ONAP, right?
I assume so, because we already reached API freeze for Frankfurt. No, not yet, but close, and I'm not sure if we have something.
Okay, just to make sure. Mm-hmm. So then you have the Yen models, we'll use that Yen model, but just whatever Yen model will be, we use that Yen model as our base for implementation.
Yeah, I mean, we have from the ORAN Alliance, there are Yang models out for the R so-called radio units. And they have some M-plane specifications and so on, but I did not find the cell ID and neighbor relationships. Yeah, so, and that's already a contribution here, basically, to the ORAN Alliance that we need to figure out how to do that. And we may also go back to 3GPP, how they do it, and those kind of things. But these alignments between all these organizations, it's a little bit problematic and usually takes more time than it should.
Okay.
So Tracy, sorry, I kind of derailed the as you were going through some of these slides, but there was still
exactly what we want to talk about.
There was still a few other questions. So I assume we want some slideware to set the context, to give the background, to really show things that help them understand what they're seeing on CLIs, and when you see just commands and output flowing, you don't necessarily easily picture in your mind what's going on. So like a slide like this, of course, shows you can talk to it, and then from here you can give a context to what you're seeing. I assume that all of the things will also have each of the demos will have slides, and I guess a few minutes for each demo with some slideware. Is that right?
Sure. Yeah, I'm thinking, as we had in the past, and it's never enough time, but
yeah.
10 minutes demo, 5 minutes Q&A, and of the 10 minutes, a few minutes to set the stage with slides.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping, again, I know everybody's super busy this time of year, that the slide exercise is, handpicking a few slides from that you've used before and calling out the linkages with the work in ORAN and the ORAN software community.
Okay. And so you're thinking maybe three or four slides at max, right?
Oh yeah, so. Yeah. We you know, anybody who needs, wants to do a deeper dive than that, can either check out the ONAP wiki or the 3GPP specification, or both.
Right. You know, as you know, I have a pretty comprehensive slide pack already, and a lot on the wiki, so. I could talk for hours on PNP.
Exactly.
Just so, you need to tell me how much and how little or how few, how long do I have, you know? So, okay. So
yeah, just a high level. And my expectation, especially with this use case, is that ORAN members will request a separate, you know, a breakout session for a deeper dive. Maybe, you know, since it's already December, that'll take place in January.
Okay, great. So another thing we had for each of these demos, did you have a particular vendor in mind of how, like, you know, Nokia's already demoed plug and play, for example, before, and so Ericsson led bulk PM, that sort of thing.
So with CNA plug and play, we have ambitions to include other vendors. I will have, you know, I don't want to mention vendor names until there's a definite confirmation, but Oscar, since you're on, I think Ericsson is going to demonstrate a variant of PNF plug and play, Nokia, of course, and Samsung. Now, there are other vendors, and I don't know what Samsung's really going to be able to do, but because their focus so far has been on working group 4 open front hall specification. Mm-hmm. So for them, it's kind of a stretch goal.
Okay, and then for...
And then we smaller, I don't want to say smaller vendors, but vendors who are less active in ONAP, like AlteoStar and CommScope and Airspan.
AlteoScope,
AlteoStar, AlteoStar.
Okay.
And you know, you might want to put a little square, you know, a little note that says not all confirmed, you know, pending. Yeah, not all confirmed.
Okay. So, and for bulk PM, did you have?
Bulk PM, my expectation is that this is, since Ericsson has contributed, I think Ericsson is the major contributor with bulk performance management data, and I do have formal confirmation that Ericsson will be demonstrating this use case. So Oscar, I think this is probably, you or your colleagues, unless I'm misunderstanding something.
I think we have indicated bulk PM, and you mentioned plug and play before.
So.
Okay, great.
And then if, you know, Ericsson leads and, you know, shows a demonstration with Ericsson equipment, there's nothing stopping other vendors from, you know, supporting the same use case.
Yeah, and I think the Nokia team, when I met with them, had also said we might be able to also demo something or show something interesting or show a file. So that might be something that that we might want to get involved with as well. Okay, so I'll just put Nokia for this one as well. For basic fault, basic fault flow. See if I can.
So this, I think, is primarily going to involve working group 4 M-plane specification, and they use netconf notifications for everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're going to converge with the working group 1 O1 specification, but for now, I think that's, you know, anybody who wants to show the O1 flavor, of course, which is outputting FM data in this message format, great.
Yeah, that's the description of the use case, right? That the this domain fault is used in order to send out a notification for faults.
Mm-hmm. So that was kind of the question, I guess. We weren't sure who. Obviously, you know, the fault VES event is something that could be shown and has been specified in the VES specification. Yeah, and we weren't sure who was showing that or how that was being shown
Nice. So whatever VES message comes in that format, we will grab it and we'll do something with it. It's more really to understand, it's implemented on the device. It can do something, and then the ONAP software community needs to make use of it.
And so is High Street doing something with that or?
Yes, so it's the SCNR implementation. So we will grab that best message from DMAP.
Okay, great. And then for the config flow?
It's very similar. So all these use cases are very, very similar. Uh-huh. Basically, the trigger, once the trigger comes from the PNF, once the trigger comes from a portal. Mm-hmm. But anyhow, there's always this combination between NetConf and VES.
Okay. So are you the lead for this? Is that what I'm hearing? Are you coordinating?
If you like to call me the lead for that, yes.
Yeah, okay. Very good. Okay. And then it's working for Open Front Hall. What's being or who's demoing that?
So that will be partly simulators and from an M-plane, management plane perspective, I have two vendors who said, yep, sign us up, but they are not yet submitted their official commitment.
Okay.
It's not Eric Kennedy's
idea. It's also that we interwork here with a Beijing lab, right? And they may have some vendors. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
Yes. Yeah. I can send you their slides too. I don't know if I can because their slides are ORAN, not ORAN software community. Mm-hmm. But I'll find if they give permission to share their slides, I will send them along.
Sure. Okay. Great. Joanne, did you have something to ask?
Yeah. The Tracy, the one time we're talking to Benedict and Sandeep. So I just want to confirm with you. I'm playing I'm open front hall. We still using this option? Oh,
yeah. Well, we've got some vendors who support it.
Okay. So
working report, M-plane is going to be around for a while. It doesn't conflict with the O1 implementation. It just confuses people because they're like, oh, what direction are we headed in? So a little history here. The open front hall M-plane, management plane specification was defined, developed, documented within XRAN. And XRAN was a smaller industry consortium that predated the OpenRAN Alliance, and then XRAN and China Mobile CRAN merged and became ORAN. So they carried forward their spec from the XRAN days. But it is, it is expected to converge. It's just a matter of how long that takes. And then,
Go ahead.
On OOF PCI, two vendors not yet confirmed.
Okay.
And I noticed, I know I already mentioned Altio Star, but
yeah. And
nobody heard me say that.
And I noticed there was a there's no page for that in the slide pack. Is that just oversight?
I ran out of gas. I was in a rush to get this together.
Yeah, that's fine. So
I mean,
so,
there's excellent material on Shankar's team.
Right.
Like the PNF plug and play team. Yeah, gorgeous, glorious documentation.
Right. So it'll be added, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. And but is there?
The demo day is Thursday, December 5th, and it's from 10 a.m. Eastern to noon Eastern.
It's not daylight time, I guess, at that in December.
Yeah, I think we fall back a couple weeks from now. I think.
Yeah, because you wrote EDT, right? So it, I think it's EST.
Oh, yeah.
In December. Okay, sorry. This is my favorite. I'm talking about time zone and
right.
Asia, so that's
for it. right. And it'll be at the Rutgers WinLab all over the world, or what's the...
Oh, we're all excited about our new ONAP integration PTL, Project Technical Lead, Morgan Richon with Orange. So obviously we'll do the
this person, right?
Yep.
Okay.
At Rutgers WinLab, which of course now is the 5G Cosmos National Science Foundation Platform Advanced Wireless Research Testbed, which I think is very exciting. And if we can interwork, and I think we can, with the Orange Open Lab, so we'll have both open labs interworking with each other if we can pull that off. Mm-hmm. And then we're also going to...
Where's that?
Sophia Antipoli, I think. A beautiful place in France. And then, we're also interworking with AT&T's lab in the state of Washington. Redmond in the state of Washington. And then there's a vendor that has a beautiful 5G test bed in Murray Hill, very close by.
Oh, Nokia has a...
So I just want to have a conversation about how ONAP members expect support the NSF Power Initiative and how we can derive benefit from it in 2020. That's a separate conversation.
Okay.
Tracy, as we are going to the labs, I have still Bedminster here on my plan, right?
Okay, good. Bedminster too.
And, of course, this will probably, be run through like a Zoom thing so people all over the world can watch as well.
Of course, yes.
Yeah, and we'll record it and we'll post the recording on the ORAN Alliance, ORAN Software Community, and ONAP Wiki.
Yeah. Is there currently already a wiki page for this, or are we going to develop one, or is there a link to...
I think that's a very good point. I'll put one out there.
Okay.
I was actually planning on using, piggybacking off of the developer forum that was supposed to happen in South Korea, but
So we have on SDNR we have a wiki for that kind of events. There's also in the ORAN Alliance software community a wiki, and I have linked both together, but I need to fill more content in those
videos. Yeah. Okay, great. So I was just curious if there was a dedicated page already. Because as people want to hang slides and things.
Yeah, exactly. I will update here your wiki and add here the different wikis.
Great. Excellent. Yeah. And you sort of half answered my last question already. A question about co-demoing, like two companies demoing the same use case. I see that in a lot of places, and and sort of logistics, how would that be done? Is that okay? You know, who
demonstrates? I think it's perfectly okay, but I'm looking for guidance on how to do that. I think that's great, actually. That is the point, right?
Right. And, you know, basically, I would think you'd want that just to show that more than one company is involved in stuff. They're interested and they're doing different things. And yeah.
That's exactly what we did with wireless transport. And we, you know, we had anywhere from 5 to 11 equipment vendors demonstrating, use cases with the agreed upon open interface. And the problem with REN, of course, is it's a bit more complicated and there's more sensitivity, but I think we're starting to open up a little bit. So the more concurrent demos, multiple companies, the better.
Right.
I'm just not sure how to, we just need to figure out how to do it so that, you know, every vendor gets, you know,
a few minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. Equal attention.
Yeah.
And we don't, you know, run out of time.
Right.
But Tracy, we are not planning a panel discussion, right?
That is a very good question. I have waiting for confirmation that yes, we are.
Okay.
And that confirmation would come from Brian Freeman.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because that was kind of nice, but yeah, also panel discussion, it was also a little bit strange having 20 people on stage. Yeah.
Well, this will be a little easier.
Okay, and another question I just thought of is there some sort of schedule for the, I mean, there's an actual timeline schedule, but I mean like an actual day one, you know, December 4 or 3, we're doing this, December 5, or, you know, like the actual schedule.
The first 2 days are usually for setting up, for having the final tests of the software and the equipment. And on the third day, there will be, usually it's a demo day, so everybody is recording what he's going to do and preparing the slides for the next day. So with the latest screenshots or something like that.
But Martin, we'll prepare a little, you know, day one, day two summary.
Yeah, we can do that. But usually it comes completely different when you start planning it. Yeah. So.
Well, yeah, but the one thing we know about is when lunch is being served.
Yeah.
The most important thing, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, and
Rutgers WinLab has the best caterer in the world, and they do great lunch.
So that leads me to the another question is, I guess there'll be details forthcoming on the actual. If people want to show up in person, we need.
We would love that. Yes.
Park and, you know, look, who do we contact in case we get lost and.
Yep.
Et cetera. Yeah. Addresses and
all that is forthcoming.
Yeah. Once you have the wiki page up, you can hang a lot of that kind of information off the wiki page.
Yep. Okay.
So we are over time, guys. And thank you for staying late. Does anybody else have any questions? A few final closing thoughts. And so, Tracy, we should probably have more than one of these. So we'll have, I'll work with you to schedule another question and answer session on the, so one of these is probably going to be SO's discussion. And as we come closer, we can allocate some more time to discuss.
Okie doke.
To discuss more. Yeah. Okay. Great. Thanks, everybody, for joining then. And
Ben, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
It is always a pleasure being on a call that you lead.
Thank you.
I really appreciate this because you get everybody together. We feel so relieved that we're organized.
Yeah, it's a complex to bring all this stuff together. It's going to be very interesting. So.
And I've been spending most of my time trying to, you know, bring people together in ORAN and the ORAN software community. And I feel as though I've neglected my ONAP cousins, but this has been great. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. It'll be a lot coming together in those 2 hours, that's for sure.
Well, 2 hours is followed by an excellent catered lunch. So if it goes a little bit over, I don't think that'll be so terrible.
Oh, okay,
then I'll kick it. That's our target.
I see. All right. Yeah. Great. Okay, thank you, everybody, for joining.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.